Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD. Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
And entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's a blast to be with you today. Live programming the 2nd of June, and we would love to talk to you. We've got the toll-free number set up and all ready to go. 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of today's live programming. Let's go to the phones. We've got John on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. John. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well, thank you.
Great.
I have a question. I have had a 2003 Toyota that I inherited from a, she's now 93-year-old aunt.
Okay.
Who never drove it way back in the day, and then I've been driving it since it had 11,000 miles on it.
All right.
And it continues to set a code, a P0172, right bank to rich. And I cleaned the mass airflow sensor, checked all the connections, made sure they were all good, and all the fuel injectors, and changed the air fuel mixture on the front of the engine, the sensor, a couple that's there.
Okay.
And it comes back, it just goes away periodically. The last time it went away periodically, I was driving across the Bay Bridge, and I looked up on my GPS for the closest emission station I drove in, and it passed 2 years ago.
Amen.
Now, it's been back to the dealer in the early days numerous times. They never could find it. They just say, we can't find anything. They reset it. And she didn't drive 500 miles a year.
Right.
So it's just stayed in there the entire time. Drives me nuts.
Well, first of all, I have to ask you, are you over 70 years of age by any chance?
No.
Okay. The reason why I ask that is there is an exemption for emissions in Maryland for over 70 and driving less than 5,000 miles a year. You could be exempted, so you don't have to worry about it. That's why I asked.
Yeah, she had it, but okay. I'm younger, and I drive.
Well, and since she was 90, your aunt was 93, I thought maybe I had a shot. So, anyway.
Yeah, Clayton. Yeah, she had that exemption.
Okay. So, anyway, what I'm thinking is going on here, first of all, some of these problems, the 171, the 172, and the 174 codes are very generic codes that can mean a lot of different things. It could be as simple as a vacuum leak. It could be a leak of vacuum at the intake. It could be the mass airflow sensor that you talked about. Have they replaced the mass airflow sensor at any time?
No, it wasn't replaced. Just had the proper clearing done, which I did myself.
Okay. Well, I would say that you want to, I would say try to replace that, even though I hate to throw parts at something, but I would think there's a very good possibility that is the case. If not, it may be some type of intake leak.
Okay.
And,
I'll tell you what I'll do. I will do that, and I'm in the Jarrettsville area, and I'll come into your shop if that doesn't get it, and we'll see if we can figure it out.
Yeah, that'd be fine. And, if, of course, you can, we'll take a look at it for you and find out what's going on. But generally speaking, a lot of times that could possibly be an intake leak of some very, very small intake leak, or the mass airflow sensor's got an electrical problem. Either way.
Okay. Yeah, it's been in there for, I got 79,000 on it now, so it's been in there the whole time, and it never does anything weird. It just runs, and
sure,
gets decent gas mileage. So,
yep.
Great. I appreciate your tip. And you're pointing me in another direction, I'll give it a shot. Thanks very much, and have a good weekend.
You do the same. Thanks so much for calling, John.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see who we have here on our another line. This is Dave Serio. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mike Lambert. Who is this?
The one and only. How are you?
You noticed you
snuck up on me both times today, I'm telling you. Never know when
yeah,
you're really
well,
there.
You know,
what a fun 2 hours before this, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you got to tighten that string up between the cans.
I was ready to, have the dog sit here and answer the phones for me for a moment.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he could
do a fine job at that.
I think he could, He's had a little problem with hitting the buttons, but other than that, he's good.
Yeah.
So, good morning, Mr. Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Good, good. Did you enjoy yourself at Hunt Valley Horsepower?
I did, and when I talked to you, finally got to talk to you on to the last show. It started to sprinkle rain, so all the no top cars were leaving.
You betcha.
And the and some of the exotics were getting ready to pull out. So, but it was down today. The crowd was down. It was down to about 400 instead of 700. So we had a little bit of extra space to walk around.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you something that happened last week here in Florida. As many of you know, I live in Florida, and we do a lot of car shows here. Well, last Saturday was a car show in my downtown area, and we got hit by a bucket storm that is extremely unusual. Not unusual that we see bucket storm here in Florida, but normally you get some kind of warning. You usually get a drizzle ahead of time like that. Well, this was like no rain and then bam, right? I mean, by the time I got...
It really hurts my, feelings to hear that.
Oh, shut up, you know? Geez, I could spill the meat. Anyway, so it got the windows up in the car and got the dog over to a place where we could stand where it wasn't raining underneath the cover, and we were drenched. Some poor guy in a replica AC Cobra did not have a top. He was in a restaurant at the time, and he had probably an inch and a half of water in his car.
I hope he had drain plugs in the floor.
I think he didn't. Hey, we're taking a break. Back in a few moments, Mike, and we're going to take care of your tip, okay?
Yes, sir.
Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Active agency?
Yes.
The harmony's bad. We didn't have time to rehearse. Who is this?
Oh, this is Councilman Goodrich. My niece inveigled me to come to her country estate, and I fell for it. I'm convinced she and her husband are mixed up in rackets, and I'm fearful for my life.
You don't say.
He did say.
Quiet. Where are you, Mr. Goodrich?
I'm at 1313 Hysteria Terrace. You drive up Murder Gulch Highway along Bloody Creek till you come to Dead Man's Curve. And then you turn right on Poison Bend Road till you come to the cemetery, past the cemetery, to Skeleton Flats and up Hysteria Terrace. Good grief. What a place to be stuck in.
Don't let them kill you till we get there. We'll be right over. Get the camera. No, wait a minute. We have to establish the time first. Look at your watch.
Okay, but you have to wait till I go to the pawn shop.
Hey, what does your watch say?
It don't say anything. You got to look at it.
Mm-hmm. See that?
Here we are.
Ow, get the camera.
All right, wait a minute. Get
there. I feel a lot safer already.
I thought we'd just have that before Mike comes back on the air. Mike, aren't they three of your favorite guys?
Well, two of them. Not a Shemp guy.
Oh, you're ripping my heart out. You know, I start more controversy over this, but Shemp is my favorite.
No, got to go Curly.
I like Curly.
Curly had a song, the Curly Shovel.
Yeah, that is true. They never had a Shemp song. You're absolutely
right. See?
But
so he was more popular.
Yeah, I know. But I always loved Shemp. Maybe because he was the underdog. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason why. But he was such an ugly muck that, you know, he had to be funny. God made that face had to be funny. I'm telling you.
There you go.
Hilarious. Yep. But anyway, Three Stooges, they were great no matter what configuration it was. Absolutely. So how is Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop doing?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
No, we can't complain at all. We're busy.
Good.
Coatings go over very well.
Good.
And we have a whole group of really nice clientele.
Now, you worked on a really nice Civic R this week. I saw it on Facebook and also on Instagram. That was a beautiful car.
Yeah, it was. It's been shown some dealer love, so we fixed that problem.
Of course.
And, other than that, no, it was the first one of the R's we've had in here. I'm standing in front of another Honda, a new Honda Civic, and then we had the lime green one the 2 days before that. So, it's been kind of like Honda Civic month around here.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Real nice cars. I mean, Honda's done a wonderful job with the redesign, and the interiors are real nice, and everybody that drives one loves it.
Well, you know, what's incredible about the Civics is the fact that not only are they selling well, which they are, of course, but you have people that have Civics that drive every day, and they're having ceramic coatings installed. That doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, not at all, since that's exactly what the coatings were designed for, just to keep the maintenance down on them and keep the protection lasting a whole lot longer than waxes and sealants. So, the daily drivers is what they're designed for, and that's what we do. The majority of our work is for daily drivers. Now, we do a lot of the toy cars and the exotics because it just makes the car look that much better, but the maintenance issue is the thing. It just cuts down on the maintenance required to keep your car looking good.
Great. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So, and by the way, let people know, I hope you have the information, let people know that how we can follow you on Facebook and also Instagram.
If you just type in the Shine Shop Reisterstown or the Shine Shop Detailing in Reisterstown, it should come up, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not the internet technical specialist, but I'm pretty sure if you Google us, the Shine Shop in Reisterstown, it'll come up.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All righty, mister. Let's talk about tip of the week. Now, what are we talking about today, mister?
Well, speaking of how coatings make maintenance easier, we're going to talk about glass because I always still get calls about cleaning windows and how to protect your glass and make it look nice so you don't have streaks and smears.
And you love cleaning glass.
It's my favorite part.
Uh-huh. Really is that tongue-in-cheek, right?
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Yeah, I feel that excitement.
I don't like them because I always had trouble with streaks and smears until my friend Rod taught me some tricks, and I passed them along. So the real quick to go over how to clean your windows properly is to use dedicated microfiber towels for your glass and use a dedicated automotive window cleaner. And that will cut through the film on the inside. It comes from all the materials the car is made out of, and it will help you clean the bugs and the daily grime off your windows on the outside.
And,
you don't want to wash your towels, your glass towels, with anything else but glass towels.
Right.
And that should cut down on your streaks, because I do windows one time. I want to get them done right the first time, and I don't want to have to go back. So with that works for me.
The key words in there were automotive glass cleaner, because it is a difference,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the household glass cleaners really don't cut through the film that comes on the inside from all the materials. It's called outgassing, and that's just from the materials the car is made of. And you'll see it, even if you don't smoke in your car, it'll look like you do, because you get like almost like an oily film on the inside of the car, and that's what you want to cut through. And the automotive glass cleaners are designed for that and not the household cleaners.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Very good.
So along the same lines of glass, we're going to talk about glass coatings.
Well,
before you do that,
I want to say one thing. To get to certain areas of the car, sometimes some of these sports cars or even SUVs, there's some areas that are very difficult to get to. Any tips on how to get to those areas?
Yeah, there are some products on the market designed for that. I use a Griot's. It's a wand. It's like a triangular-shaped head on it, and your microfiber towel goes over that, and that can help you get down into the corners. You can use paint stirrers from the paint store. Spatulas from your kitchen, anything like that that'll help you extend your reach and get down into the nooks and crannies. That works for me.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Continue, all right, sir. So, I apologize.
That's okay. So glass coatings. And what glass coatings will do for you is like the days where we used, and some people still use Rain-X. That's basically a sealant, like a sealant you put on your paint, and it wears off over, you know, a couple of weeks, or as if you have to use your wiper blades, as we've had in Maryland for the last, you know, month and a half. On a constant basis, that just wears right off.
Mm-hmm.
But a glass coating won't do that. It's sort of similar to the coating that we put on your paint that lasts so much longer than waxes. Glass coatings will last so much longer than any of your glass sealants, even car wax. Some people wax their windshield. Most of them last at least a year to 2 years. Some of them say permanent, but it's really not permanent because you do have to kind of touch it up once every year. And so the easiest way to do this is to clean your windows real good with your glass cleaner. And then what I'll do is if the coating I'm using doesn't have a prep spray, they call it, just separate spray to prep the glass, I'll wipe the glass down one more time with alcohol, 91% alcohol straight, and that'll make sure I got any kind of residue from the glass cleaner or anything that I missed cleaning my glass. That'll take that off the glass. And then you want to follow the directions for whatever coating you've chosen. We here at the Shine Shop, I use Dr. Beasley's glass coating. It's the easiest on the market, and it's relatively inexpensive. And you want to use good quality microfiber towels to remove it. And you want to not expose the car to moisture for at least, I would say, at least overnight. Try to keep it in a dry spot overnight. And that will actually make it easier to keep the outside of the windows clean. The dirt won't build up on your windshield. The bugs won't stick to the windshield. And in a small rain, a drizzle or something like that, once you get up to about 10 or 20 miles an hour, you probably don't even need your wipers. That's how much they repel the water. So most of the coatings that I've seen on the market run anywhere from $30 to $40, and you could probably get two good-sized cars out of that kit. I added the Dr. Beasley's kit. I've probably gotten three or four cars out of that, because you really don't need much, but it just it works so much better than trying to just, you know, use like a Rain-X or something like that. So that's the way to go.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about some of the things that are going on in the area.
Okay, we have some car shows, and just to remind people, if you have a car show you want us to talk about, either email me or email Dave at least a week ahead of time, because we got one this week that is the car show today, and that way you can plan ahead.
Sure.
Okay, so we have one going on today that was emailed to us this week, and it is in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and it is the Antique Automobile Club of America annual Grand National Meet and Car Show, and it is at the University of Pittsburgh at Greensburg at 150 Finoli Drive in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. I think that's about an hour and a half drive from Reisterstown.
Okay.
So just Google that and you'll be fine. And it is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they'll have food and drinks and all kinds of entertainment and giveaways and things like that.
Oh, that's
amazing. And they say there's going to be more than 500 antique cars there.
Hmm. Very good.
Okay. So that's that one.
That's not, that's not a big showing for Hunt Valley Horsepower, but for a regular show it is.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is a big showing because you have antique cars, of course, that they're limited in the amount of going out there. So it's amazing to have that kind of attendance.
Yep. So, okay, and then next week, Sunday, June the 10th, we have a sponsored by the Bel Air Corvette Club that is open to all kinds of cars, not just Corvettes. But the entry fee is at the Perry Point Veterans Administration in Perryville, Maryland. The entry fee for Corvettes is $30, and they're asking anybody that's bringing a car that's not a Corvette to make a donation too. And we hope that you do that. And all the proceeds from the show are donated to the Perry Point VA Medical Center Recreation Fund for the benefit of the veterans. And that donation will get you lunch, which is hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, soda, and water, provided free of charge to all participants. And registration is open from 10 a.m. until noon, and the awards and donation ceremony takes place at 3:30 p.m.
Very good. We also, again, want to reiterate, since lunch is supplied, it would be great to give a nice donation to those folks.
Yep. Okay. Now, tomorrow we have the Original British Car Day, which is at 6800 Lily Ponds Road in Adamstown, Maryland. It's from 8 to 3, and it's $10 for spectators and $30 for cars. And there was no rain date given, so I would just double-check in the morning. I'm sure you can Google that and find some information on who to call and make sure it's still on. But I understand, I've never been to this one, but I understand it is a really large British car show. And if you're a fan of the British stuff, this is the place to be, because they say just about everything that ever came out of England is made is there.
All right. Well, we've got to take a break. Do we have more, or did that take care of it?
I have one more.
Can you come back after the break?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. We'll get you right after that. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know, Free Talk 930 WFMD.
The salty spray upon my window makes me wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. I wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. Salty spray from semis that do pass. They turn my windshield into bathroom glass. I turn the knob, but I come to the conclusion that I did not fill up my washer solution. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. I wish that I'd replace my wiper fluid.
That is Haywood Banks. Look them up. They are some funny guys. Haywood Banks and Wipers. Let us go back to the phones, and we've got Mike Lambert once again from the Shine Shop. Mike, we apologize to cut you off there, but we know that you've got a show or two more to talk about, correct?
Yeah, I got one more show to talk about.
Okay.
It's at the Humane Society. Is it okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. The Humane Society of Carroll County. It's on June 23rd, so we got this notice a little bit early. It's an antique car rally from 11 to 7. Any cars that are 25 years or older are free admission. And it didn't give me a number for admission for anybody who's got new cars like us. But I'm sure it's nominal.
Sure.
It is at the Ruhlman Brewery, and that is at 2300 Harvey Gummel Road in Hampstead. I've never heard of the place, so might have to go check it out. But And pets are welcome as long as they're on a leash.
Gotcha.
And, again, the benefits go to the Humane Society of Carroll County, which, being pet owners, I thought that'd be a good one.
Now, I don't have to – you don't have to have anybody holding the leash. You just have to have the dog on a leash, right?
They didn't specify, but I would assume that the leash should be attached to a human at one end and your pet at the other.
See, you think that, but, you know, I make sure that they know about that rule, you know. Hey, I know the rule. You said dog's got to be on a leash. He's on a leash. It's following him right behind him. There you go.
There you go.
Jasper don't need no leash. He just hangs around with me.
That's right. And you drive my wife crazy with him like that.
I know it does. I apologize. But
that's okay.
He's a good boy. So
yep.
Anywho.
Yes, he is.
Anywho. So how is your Aston Martin doing?
He is doing wonderful. He is in his day off spot.
Okay. For those of you that don't know,
on his bed.
Aston Martin is not a car in respect to what Mike owns. It's a dog. He names his animals after cars, and he's got an Aston Martin, and got to go to his Facebook page and see a picture of Aston Martin. He got a wash and rub down
about once a month.
Yeah, he got detailed last week. It was pretty interesting.
Yes.
All right.
But yes, again, I am reminded to tell everybody, please follow us on Facebook and look us up on Instagram, because we have pictures of cars up there and the before and afters, a little more than what we have on our gallery on the website.
Sounds good. DaveSerio.com is the place to go for information on preferred businesses and websites, which, of course, Mike is on. But also, The Shine Shop Auto Detailing is the place to go for all the information on Mike and Lena's The Shine Shop. And you could give Mike a call at 410-833-1632. Earlier, you mentioned your email address. Do you know it offhand, sir?
Yes, it is theshineshopdetailing@gmail.com.
Okay, shineshopdetailing@gmail.com. Sounds good, mister.
Yep. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much for being with us this week.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
All right. Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. We appreciate Mike being here today. Thanks so much. Let's see who we have on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have here?
Hi, it's Craig Shipp.
Hey, Craig. Good morning, sir. How are you?
It is. It's a little bit rainy here, though, kind of threatening rain.
Yes.
Here in Frederick County, Maryland. But I've got something that, you know, your show is very educational.
Okay.
So we've talked about these events and so forth, and events are a big deal, right?
Yes, they are.
Especially in Frederick County. There's some great events. So the Frederick Arts Council is having their 25th annual arts festival down along Carroll Creek there. It's a beautiful event, right?
Right.
So I go to their Facebook page and click on events, and under upcoming events, it says Frederick Arts Council does not have any upcoming events.
And that just drives you crazy.
And it's today.
Yes.
It's today and tomorrow. It's their biggest event of the year, right?
Yeah.
So that's not enough. I go to Celebrate Frederick, their page, which they're in the event business. They're a government, quasi-government organization that promotes events and so forth. Celebrate Frederick, they're a big deal in town. And they've got June 9th, the Wine Festival, on their calendar as an upcoming event.
Right.
Nothing about today and tomorrow.
Right.
Like there's no Frederick Arts Festival going on. Then, if that isn't enough, I go to the Downtown Frederick Partnerships page, and I click on events. And you would think, okay, they're the Downtown Partnership, right? They might have something about this huge arts festival.
Right.
No, they've got June 2. They've got Hippie Chick Cummins one-year party. And on June 7, they've got Alive at 5. And notice they don't have that June 6 event on there either. So anyway, folks, if you're having a major event, please, 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 A, make sure it's on your own Facebook page under events.
Sure.
Okay, I don't care if the thing is 6 months from now, right? Just put it on there. It only takes a few seconds to put it on there. And then let us know so that I can then share that event with a couple of mouse clicks. This is all very efficient. A couple of mouse clicks, I can share it onto the Frederick County Facebook page so that all the folks that check there for events will also see your event. So, you know, it just makes sense, I think, for us to work together and just get the word out about these events. So I did go to the Frederick Arts Festival's actual website, and they've got the hours. It's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. It's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. And it does not say that it's rain or shine. My guess is it's going on because it's not actually raining now.
Right.
And I believe it's a free event. It used to be free festival, yeah.
Okay.
So I think all those hours I mentioned are free. They might have some after hours stuff that has a fee or something, but everything I mentioned is free.
Good.
Uh, I'm trying to think what else I have for you. We already mentioned the Frederick Wine Festival is June 9.
That's next Saturday.
And then we've got, this is an interesting event here in beautiful Fairmont. They've got a teen open mic night, June 14, 7 p.m. That's a Thursday. That's going to be fun. They're going to be singing, I guess, karaoke type stuff.
Or comedy.
So that's on the Frederick County calendar. So they posted it, and I went ahead and shared it onto the Frederick County thing. So that's how I find out about this. So, another biggie, the Battle of the Beast. Out at J-Bar W Ranch, they raised these bulls, these bucking bulls.
Right.
And they tour around the country. They take those bulls to Las Vegas to big events. And, I mean, these bulls are the real deal. And so they've got tonight at 7 p.m., and probably the thunderstorms will probably be over by then, or they might blow through or whatever, but usually it clears out. And so 7 p.m., they're having an event. Now, if you can't make it tonight, I know that's short notice, June 16 is their next event after tonight. That's 7 p.m. as well. Can't make that. July 7, 7 p.m. And then July 21, 7 p.m. August 4, 7 p.m. August 18, 7 p.m. And the last one is Saturday, September 1, 7 p.m.
Okay, well, we've got to get going, but I appreciate all that, Craig. Excellent job. And Facebook, you can find Craig at Frederick County. Okay, buddy?
There. Take care, Dave.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Craig.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you allowed to pass a car coming up the hill? I'm not supposed to tell you.
True. False.
What's the maximum legal speed limit? 125 miles an hour. There we are. I got that now. All set.
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I heard you getting your answers from that man. So ashamed, he even walked away.
I wasn't cheating, it was him.
Him? Professor Myers, the nuclear physicist at the university, the man who was in charge of the atomic reactor.
All right, I did it. What do I do now?
You go back and get another test paper.
Okay. Give me another test paper.
That will be $3.
I already paid it.
The government already spent it.
Twice.
All right, here's another paper.
Places, if anything. So, anything.
Jack, for heaven's sakes, what's taking you so long?
I'm sorry, I had to get another test paper and do it all over.
Why?
On account of cheating.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I wasn't cheating, it was him.
Him? Professor Myers, the nuclear scientist?
I'll be ready with him within a minute. Just wait. Say, Professor Myers.
Well, how did I do?
100%. You missed them all.
I'll try again next week. We flunked.
To do with your exam, and I'm surprised that a man like you, a nuclear physicist, couldn't answer any of these questions. You must be a terrible driver.
In a car, yes, but if you want to go to the moon, here's my car.
Love the classics, and that one, of course, is Jack Benny taking the driver's test. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here, Free Talk 930 WFMD. 866-96-TALK-CARS is the toll-free number. We've got Tom from Frederick on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. Tom.
Good morning, Dave. Great show as always.
Well, thank you, sir. That's very nice of you to say.
Hey, I caught most of it, maybe not all of it, did anyone mention the most important show of all this weekend?
Go ahead.
That would be the Ford Nationals at Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
No one did mention that, and that is a big show, that's for sure. If you want to see everything that is Ford, the Ford Nationals have it. I mean, you'll see the brand-new GTs out there. You'll see the 13-year-old GTs, and you'll see, of course, all the Mustangs and Shelbys. It's a great show.
Fantastic show. If you anything under the Ford flag is there.
Yes, sir, including Panteras. A lot of people don't know that, you know, Panteras were Ford-powered and sold at Lincoln Mercury dealerships, so you'll see them there. And, of course, the Salines and the Roushes and all the customized Fords. It's going to be a good show.
Yes. And
what's the weather forecast in Carlisle, do you know?
Well, no, not all. I suspect it's overcast at best. I think they're calling for some rain.
Let's hope the rain holds back. And overcast is a pleasure. That's a nice walk around Carlisle if it's overcast.
Yeah, yes, it is.
You don't get beat on by the sun. But, you know, we'll try to keep the rain down and the oceans of mud down.
Right, exactly. But the that's what raincoats are for, though. I mean, if it didn't rain some, it wouldn't be Carlisle.
Exactly, especially spring Carlisle. You know, if you're not swimming at spring Carlisle, then you're not there.
I've seen some small streams going through some vendors' booths up there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's a park is what it really boils down to. It's a whole area of grassy knoll, and it's great. I mean, I love Carlisle, so lots of fun. Just don't take one of your classic cars or, you know, muscle cars to there unless you're showing it or selling it. If you put it out in the parking lot, it becomes a parts car, so be very careful.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Emblems and stuff like that, very expensive stuff. You never know.
Well, that's a sorry commentary of the times we live in.
Unfortunately so. People do take advantage of situations.
Yes. And in Maryland, prevention is everything.
Yep. That is for sure. Pretty much all across the country now.
Yeah. Dave, great show. I'm looking forward to every week.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Right.
Bye-bye now. Good call from Tom. We appreciate that. 866-96 is the toll-free number. The call will get you on the air. Love to have you do that. 866-968-2552. Let's talk about some of the people that bring You Ought to Know to you. First of all, BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle. They'll guarantee your engine and transmission. And, of course, they will stand behind it and give you that guarantee and allow you to also, of course, do any type of warranty work for that. They'll take care of it for you. For more information, call 1-800-327-8883 or find them on the web at bgprotectedforlife.com. That's bgprotectedforlife.com. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions, quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation, but did you know it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers? And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owner at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. For more information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free, 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Wassler Tire and Auto, located in Taylorsville at routes 26 and 27. Expert import and domestic auto repair, plus also they work on medium trucks and motorhomes. So find them at routes 26 and 27 or give them a call at 410-635-8375. They're also the proud sponsor of You Ought to Know website, the You Ought to Know streaming. I'm sorry. Yes, I get you there. My mind just went blank on that. The video and audio streaming that we do every Saturday morning. Saturday mornings 8 to 11, brought to you by Wassler Tire and Auto. That, of course, can be found on the website, DaveSirio.com. Wassler Tire and Auto, 410-635-8375. Find them on the web at WasslerAutoservice.com. WASTLER AutoService.com. And also, don't forget Dynamic Automotive. Dynamic Automotive is located in Frederick area, four locations to serve you. Their original location in New Market at 10601 Old National Pike. Their second location in Liberty Town at 11931 Main Street in Liberty Town. Their largest location and third location in Urbana at 8824 Urbana Church Road. That sports a four-bay quick lube, a nine-bay repair facility, and also a 60-foot car wash, all located at the Urbana location at 8824 Urbana Church Road. And their newest location in Frederick at 11 Bike Court in Frederick. Now, all four locations open Monday through Friday. The New Market, Liberty Town, and Urbana have Saturday hours. And, of course, keep in mind that they also install BG products and services at all locations, Jasper engines and transmissions at all locations. And if you mention my name, Dave Sirio, they'll give you 10% off your bill, parts, and labor. You can also mention the radio show You Ought to Know. Either my name, Dave Sirio, or the radio show You Ought to Know, mention that at Dynamic Automotive, any one of the four locations, and they'll give you 10% off your parts and labor ticket right off the top. Find out more on the web at dynamicautomotive.net or give them a call at 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of You Ought to Know. Let you know that coming up next week, we'll do it all over again. 8 to 11 on the web at DaveSirio.com. 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Have a blessed day.